We're now at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and I'm with a student, Amanda, and we're live in a mall talking with Joe and Robert. This is Monday, December the 3rd, and I'm here with Amanda and also with Joe and
Robert.
Okay, so now, we're talking about spiritual things. I gave you the commandment coin. Do you have a religious background at all, Robert?
Not really.
Okay, what about you, Joe? No? Okay. Now, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a way we can test it with a good person test. So, if you like, we'll go through a couple questions here. I bet you'll do well. I bet you're above average, you think? First question is, have you ever told a lie?
Yeah.
What do we call people that lie? That tell lies?
A liar.
A liar? Yeah. Have you ever stolen anything?
Stolen, no.
What about you, Robert? Stolen something?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said sold.
Stolen. Take something that doesn't.
Yeah.
So what does that make you?
A thief.
Thief. Good. Some people say stealer, but that's a football player in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus said, it has been said, do not commit adultery. But I say to you, even if you've looked at a woman to lust for her, you've committed adultery in your heart. So that would be like, you know, if you look at a woman, you're like, wow, she's really beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're looking and like, if your mom could read your mind and you get very embarrassed, then that's what that would be. So have you done that one? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Okay. Like, Jesus said, it has been said, do not commit adultery, which you know what that is. That'd be like any kind of sexual thing to someone you're not married to. Okay. So it doesn't mean like you're married and you're messing around with somebody else. It's anybody if you're not married to them. Right. So Jesus said, it has been said, do not commit adultery. So you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. But I say to you now, even if you've looked at a woman with lust, to lust for her, you've committed adultery in your heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like you're looking at a woman, you can say, wow, she's beautiful. That's okay. But you look at her and you're like, ooh, I sure would like to take her home, you know? And, you know, that would be breaking God's law.
Yeah.
Have you done that one?
Yeah.
I think we all have, yes. Okay, now, Joe and Robert, by your own admission, you're liars, thieves, and adulterers at heart. And so we've looked at three commandments. Taking that consideration, do you think you'll be found innocent or guilty on the day of judgment?
Really, I can't say because I don't know.
Okay. What do you say, Joe?
I say, I'm not trying to go out like that. Me, before this world end, I'm already be saved. I don't know about everybody else.
Okay.
Save myself at 21.
Yeah.
What's that?
So I'm saving myself at 21.
Save yourself at 21? What does that mean? You're going to get saved at 21?
Yeah.
Or, okay, so you're talking about like for heaven or hell when you're 21?
Heaven.
Yes.
Okay, so right now it'd be hell, but when you're 21 it'd be heaven?
No, it ain't hell for me.
No, why? What's 21? What's the significance of 21?
That's when I'm gonna make a whole new.
So right now you like just live, do whatever you want, and then when you're 21, you make a life change.
My own rule book that I'm doing.
Okay, so it's your own rules now, but it'll be God's rules when you're 21, or
yeah.
So now, why 21? Then you're like a responsible adult or Okay, now what if you don't live to be 21? Do you think that might be a problem?
Yeah.
If we're to stand before God right now, what do you think? Be innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Will you say, Robert, innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
I am too. Okay, so now if you were to be found guilty, do you believe you'd go to heaven or hell? Yeah, and that's where we deserve to go, because we've broken God's law, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know what God's done so that we don't have to go to hell?
Yeah.
And he sent Jesus to die on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So God created everything, right, with just his words, right? Mm-hmm. And then we mess things up. You know, the pain and all everything in the world, that's due to us. And, you know, some of the things we do don't hurt people that much, and other things we do, but there's this ripple effect throughout the world. It has to do with us as we have sinned. But God created everything with His Word just by speaking, but it took the death of His own Son in order to redeem us, or to so that we could be in relationship with Him again. Because what He could have done is just spoke a word and destroyed everything and started over, right? But He loves you so much that He sent Jesus. He lived a perfect life. He went around, He healed people, and he helped people. He taught them. He never did anybody any wrong. But then they took Him and they mock trial. They just was a mockery of justice. And so they found Him guilty. They whipped Him. They beat Him. They spit on Him. They crucified Him. They killed Him, put Him in the ground. And then 3 days later, He's dead. 3 days later, He rose back to life. And so He paid a penalty that He didn't know. You understand? Where he experienced hell. And the way that it applies to us is like, say I made a copy of a DVD. Do you know what the penalty for that is?
What?
$250,000.
Oh, yeah.
And up to 10 years in prison, 5 to 10 years in prison. So that's bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say I've done that, and I'm like, Judge, you know, I don't think this rule is fair because it's just one DVD, right? So why should I have to go to jail for 10 years? What's the judge going to say to me? He's going to say guilty. It doesn't matter if I feel like it's fair, right? And what if I said, Judge, I'm really sorry, you know, can you just forgive me? What's that judge going to say?
Nice, he'll probably give you a chance.
Yeah? Well, what if, would a nice judge let, like, a murderer go free? No. What about a rapist?
No.
No, so why not, like, a thief? Some would, but a good judge has got to apply the law, right?
Yeah.
So, say I don't have $250,000, what happens to me?
10 years in prison.
10 years in prison, okay. So, say I'm being taken out, and someone comes to the judge and says, I love Brad, and I've given up everything, and I've got $250,000 to pay his fine, then what happens to me?
You're free.
You're free, right. So in a similar way, for those who repent and trust in Jesus, He makes that payment on their behalf. So even though all of us deserve to go to hell, He says, okay, Joe and Robert, they've repented their sins, they want to live for me now, and so I am applying what I've earned for them so they can go to heaven. Is that good news or bad news?
Good news.
It's awesome news, isn't it? So now, and repenting, you probably know, is like letting go of those things that we want to do. We know they're wrong, but we want to do it. Repenting is letting go of that and turning to God. Does that sound like something you'd like to do? Yeah? Yeah. I'd encourage you before you go to sleep tonight to get on your knees and call out to God and say, Lord, I am really sorry for the ways I've hurt you and things I want to do, I'm holding on to. I just want to let Him go right now, and I want to follow You. Say, God, give me a new heart with new desires. You think He'll do that? Yes, yes. You think He'll forgive you?
Yeah.
Yeah, You will. And it's not because, like, how sincere you might be. It's not about a decision. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. He paid the penalty, and His work is perfect. So it applies to us. And so, like, later on you might think, well, was I really sincere enough when I prayed? It's not about how sincere you are. And obviously you want to mean it, you know, but it's about how good Jesus is.